All right, we are back with you here on 1140 The Fan, the day after a long trip home for the Raiders. We talk about it with the head coach, Dennis Allen. Coach Grant Napier, how are you today?
Hey, Grant, how are you?
I'm doing good. As you look back at yesterday's game, what aspect of the game were you most disappointed with?
Well, I mean, obviously, I wasn't excited about the final score of the game. I mean, I think we've got to do a better job of execution. I thought the second half of the game, we didn't play as well as we would like to, and I don't like the fact that the game, kind of slipped away from us.
Let's talk about the running game through two games. The inability to run the game. How significant is that?
Well, I think we got to continue to work on that. I mean, we need to get some continuity in the offense. We've got to be able to run the football better than we've been able to run the football in the last two games. But again, this is a system that I've seen work in the National Football League, and I feel good about it.
Dennis Allen joining us. The Raiders starting off the season 0-2. They get ready to take on Pittsburgh coming up on Sunday. We'll talk about that game in just a couple of minutes. Coach, I know that you as a defensive coach, it has to be very frustrating to see missed tackles out on the field. I mean, how much does that concern you?
Well, it's extremely frustrating. But that's something that we'll get back out here on Wednesday, and we'll start tackling again, and we'll continue to work on it. And that's something that you got to do on a continual basis is continue to work to get better at that.
Coach, you know from last year that there's a lot of football still to be played. Two losses is not good, but it's only two losses. What's the message to the team as you get ready for the Steelers on Sunday?
The message is that we're all in this together. We got to stay tight, stay together as a group. We got to keep fighting, keep battling, keep competing. We got a lot of season left to play, and we're going to get this thing turned around.
Coach, each and every week we invite people to contact the Raiders or me through Twitter at Raiders or at Grant Napier Show. And this week's question comes from Eric at Oakland 627. The question is, we clearly need an upgrade at cornerback right now. Will we be making some moves to help?
Well, we're obviously going to look at things. Anything that we think can help us to get better as a football team, we're gonna look at doing. And it's been a position where we've had some injuries, and with our depth there, that's something that we've got to continue to look at. So yeah, we will be looking to see what's available, and if there's any moves that we need to make, then we'll make them.
Coach, when a team goes through a rut, which you're in right now, and again 0-2 as you look towards Pittsburgh on Sunday, how much do you as a coach look for your veterans to help out in that leadership role? How important is that?
It's extremely important. The great teams, they're able to police themselves from within. When the players begin to kind of take over the team and have the same vision as what the coaches do, that's when you really sustain success within an organization. So, when things are rough, when things are tough, you look to your veteran players to kind of bring everybody in and bring everybody together and hang tough and hang tight. And continue to go out to work every day and practice your trade and get better at it.
Coach, can you address the injury situation from yesterday and where things stand a day later?
Well, Khalif Barnes has a groin injury, and I'm not sure exactly, to what extent or how much time he will have to miss, as well as Shaunte Spencer had a foot sprain from the game the other day. So those were really the two significant injuries that we had.
All right, let's talk about Pittsburgh now. They come in, obviously, a veteran quarterback, a very good defense, a team that will generally not beat themselves. You are at home, and I know that you're going to be looking for a big crowd out there, but let's talk about the Steelers and things that concern you with this team.
Well, I think all those things that you mentioned, I mean, I think Mike Tomlin has done an outstanding job with that football team. They're a veteran team. They understand how to win games. They understand how to win championships. They're very good on offense. They've got an outstanding quarterback, and they've got a lot of speed at receiver. And then, obviously, that defense under Dick LeBeau's direction has been one of the top defenses in the league. So we've got a tremendous challenge this week, and we're going to spend a lot of time getting ready for them, getting prepared, and we're looking forward to the challenge.
You know, I guess as a first-time NFL head coach, and again, because of your experience and particularly what you went through last year, you understand the magnitude of there's 14 games left. You also know how things can turn around in a hurry because you experienced that last year. What do you need from your team right now? I mean, what is the spark that you need going into this game against Pittsburgh?
Well, I don't know that there's a spark. I mean, there's no magic formula. What we got to do is we got to execute better. We got to execute better in all phases of the game, and we got to continue to compete and play fast and play physical and do that, you know, in all phases. And that's really what it comes down to. There's no magic formula. We've got to have a good plan. We've got to go out and execute that plan.
We invite people to go to the Raiders Facebook page, and of course, you can vote for your play of the game. It's the 1140 The Fan Play of the Week, and they chose Mike Goodson's 64-yard touchdown reception, the running back 64 yards going the distance. You know, we talk so much about the quarterback play in the NFL. You've got Carson Palmer. Statistically, the numbers look good. No interceptions yet this year, but key times in the game, third down conversions you look at. Evaluate your quarterback's play through 2 weeks, Coach.
Well, overall, I've been pleased with his performance. You know, there you can go back in any game and look at any game and say, well, you know, I wish he'd have made this play or that play. But that's no different than any other position that you look at. You know, Carson, I think, has played at a high level. And, you know, he's been able to throw the ball and move the ball down the field. We've got to get the run game going a little bit more. And then we've got to get ourselves in third and manageable situations and stay out of third and long situations so that we can, you know, convert more third downs, keep possession of the ball, win the time of possession, you know, and ultimately help ourselves to have a chance to win a game.
Now, you made a very good point there in field position, and that was a real problem yesterday. And then the second thing, no turnovers have been forced yet by the defense, and certainly it's tough to win in the NFL on a consistent basis if you're in the minus in turnovers. Is that technique, is that being an, I mean, talk about turnovers and creating turnovers and your philosophy, and, you know, what makes a good defensive team in terms of getting turnovers?
Well, I think the first thing that to be able to create takeaways, we call them takeaways and not turnovers because they don't give it to us.
Right.
We go out and take it away. But that's got to be the mindset. You know, we've got to have the mindset that we're going out there for one reason and one reason only, and that's to get the ball back for our offense. And so one of the ways that you do that is you play with you know, absolute speed. You got to play fast, physical, at a furious tempo. And, you know, we've got to continue to work to be able to play at that tempo, play in and play out. And then, you know, we've got to get a lot of takeaways. You got to be able to affect the quarterback, whether it be through coverage or whether it be through rush. So we've got to do a few more things to try to affect the quarterback.
Coach Dennis Allen, he joins us each and every week here on 1140 The Fan. We look forward to chatting with him next week after the Steelers game. Coach, always appreciate it. And again, hopefully things turn around this weekend for you.
Okay, thanks a lot, Grant.
Yep, thank you. That's Coach Dennis Allen right here on 1140 The Fan.